Its motto is its mission, Tutio Fidei et Obsequium Pauperum, defense of the faith and assistance to the poor and the suffering. Nowadays, it's probably best known for its volunteer work in the field of first aid and crisis intervention. Its hallmark cross on red and white is a familiar sight at many public events worldwide. But the Order of the Knights of Malta is one of the oldest institutions of Western and Christian civilization, and its work is deeply rooted in the first mandate of its motto, defense of the faith. Also known as the Order of St. John of Jerusalem, the order was recognized in 1113 by Pope Paschal II. It's a sovereign subject of international law with its own constitution, passports, stamps, and public institutions. But the Order of Malta is a lay religious order according to canon law. Thus, the Grand Master is at the same time head of a sovereign state and head of a religious order. Even its eight-pointed cross has a religious significance. Each point represents the eight beatitudes and is thus a visual memento of its spirituality. In the third millennium, the order does not only dedicate itself to the sick, but to the socially isolated, the victims of persecution, and the refugees of any race and religious faith. I'm Emer McCarthy.